This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The African-American whose death has inspired a worldwide reckoning over racial injustice will be buried today in Houston, Texas. His body will be carried home in a horse-drawn carriage and will be laid to rest next to his mother. George Floyd was 46 when he was killed on May the 25th as a white Minneapolis officer pressed a knee on Floyd's neck as the dying man cried out for his mother. Walter Jefferson was a friend of George Floyd.
Like I say, he'd give you straight off his back if you needed it. Whatever you wanted, man, he'd give it to you. He was inspirational. Everybody laughing. He was just a joyful spirit. And it's just hard to see that. To him, but I think it was for a better purpose, though, because he is spreading the word all over the world. It's actually bigger than him right now.
Floyd's death sparked international protests and drew new attention to police treatment of African Americans in the U.S. His funeral will be private. Some 6,000 people attended a public memorial service on Monday evening. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee on George Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes before the African American man died, said very little as he appeared in court in Minneapolis for the first time since being arrested and criminally charged. During the court hearing in which Chauvin appeared on a closed-circuit television, the ex-officer who's been fired and arrested after Floyd's death was given a $1 million bail with conditions. Chauvin's attorney, Eric Nelson, did not contest the bail. Chauvin's next appearance is set for June the 29th. The three other former police officers who were involved in Floyd's death have also been fired and jailed, and they also await court dates. This is VOA News.